and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Today, we're focusing on ChatGPT. It's a chatbot developed by US firm OpenAI and backed by Microsoft. It's the technology that's taking the world by storm. ChatGPT took only 5 days to achieve 1 million users. Compare this to the 10 months it took Facebook to hit that milestone. Now, ChatGPT has already reached more than 100 million active users per month, and this is just 2 months after its launch. So in this episode, I'll consider this. We're going to be diving into the world of ChatGPT and exploring its capabilities and its limitations. Joining me now is professional engineer Sean Tan. Sean, thank you for being on the show today. I'm hoping we can begin this conversation by you explaining to us exactly what ChatGPT is. For those of us who are unfamiliar with it, who are not as tech savvy, what do we need to know about ChatGPT?
All right. First of all, let me say thank you to you, Melissa, for inviting me again up to the show. To answer your specific question, what is ChatGPT and what do we need to know? Right. For the layperson, I suppose, ChatGPT, you can think of it as AI bot or AI technology that was released in very recently in November 2022 by this company, as you've mentioned, called OpenAI. And just like you mentioned, within days, it went viral. It took the world by storm. Everybody was on it. And I was like on Twitter and like was noticing people just posting stuff like being crafted by this bot. And what is it? Right. But it's essentially what it is basically an AI that was trained on a humongous corpus of text, a very large body of text. It has more than 100 billion parameters in it. And it has the capability, as a result of all that training, to generate what is human-like text. So that's basically. So it sounds like someone who's very, it sounds like it was written by another person, basically.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think for many of us, that explanation on the surface, I think you have to kind of use it to see how quickly it generates an answer. It is quite a remarkable piece of technology. Bill Gates is saying that ChatGPT is as significant as the invention of the internet. It has that ability to change our world and our lives. What do you think, Sean? Do you agree with that? I mean, how do you see ChatGPT changing the way we live?
Okay. For me, I think there's a bit of a yes and a no in that question. All right. So yes, in the sense of ChatGPT has basically broken a barrier. It's basically demonstrated the capability of AI to do this kind of work. And so it's shown all other tech companies out there who are looking at these kind of things, that this can be done. And so I do believe that going forward, there's going to be like exponential growth in this field, right? So in that sense, yes, it has a major impact, just like the invention of the internet, right? Opens up a whole new field, a whole new area. But a little bit of no there in the sense that I think that for the average man, you know, the average person, you and me on the street, I don't think it's going to have that big of an impact in at least the short term, in at least like the next 5 years or so, right? In fact, even without knowing it, AI technology has been already creeping into our lives in all sorts of little ways. If you are, for example, an Android user or iPhone user, you know that you've got that Google Assistant, you know, the Siri or whatever. It has been creeping in. Your Google Maps are becoming smarter and smarter. They can recommend you, you know, different ways that don't even exist on the map and stuff like that, right? So it's already there. It's just that, I don't see that in the short term, right? At least in the short term, I don't see that that's going to be any major change. Right.
Are there industries, though, that you think there's the possibility of ChatGPT and other AI chatbots like it might be able to disrupt? I mean, how do you see some industries being impacted more than others?
Okay. So, yes, I do see that technologies like ChatGPT and other AIs will disrupt certain areas, especially what I would quote-unquote call jobs, right? Particularly, like, for example, in corporate jobs, management, marketing, stuff like that, right? For example, if you are in marketing and you wanted to, like, compose a little, I don't know, advertisement or whatever, you know, to push something out. You don't no longer need to hire like a team of, you know, marketers to come up with it. You can probably ask ChatGPT to come up with a little tagline or something, you know, and it can probably do it fairly well, right? And there are many other industries as well. For example, corporate law, right? Basically, what do corporate lawyers do? They basically just read a lot of documents and write a lot of documents. So stuff like that are things that ChatGPT can probably do very well and much quicker and much more efficiently than a lawyer would cost, right? In our field as well, in the world of software development, it's also coming really handy. Although it's not perfect, I always keep in mind that ChatGPT is still in sort of like a beta kind of level. It's still at its infancy. So it's not perfect, but it has already been really helpful. For example, it can generate code. It can actually write programs for you. So you give it a little description and it spits out some code for you. And it can also help you to look at existing code. And if you're not quite sure what's wrong, you can ask it for its comments and it'll help you to identify places where there are bugs, for example. Right. So there are some fields that it will definitely change. And one field that I think is really, really good, where it's really going to have a major impact is in education. Where I think going forward, I like to refer to this book. There's this book that I like, one of my favorite books is called The Diamond Age by Neal Stephenson. In it, children are brought up and basically educated by AI, where the AI is capable of custom tailoring the education for the needs of the child at the pace of the child. So I do see that that might be a very useful, you know, area where ChatGPT can go into.
This is quite fascinating, particularly because you said, okay, so some of these industries might see more impact of the disruption of ChatGPT than others. And this is only in the short term. As the technology gets more sophisticated, gets better, do you think that it could impact jobs? Do you think some jobs might become redundant, that either the skills of the people in those jobs have to change or might be taken over completely by AI technology?
Okay. I think the jobs won't actually get redundant, but I think the nature of the jobs or the level of the jobs might need to change. For example, just to give you a couple of examples. Let's say, for example, generating code, right, in software development. AI bots can already generate code. However, they are not perfect. So it would be a helpful and useful tool, for example, for a senior developer, because a senior developer knows what he wants and he or she can then use this as a tool to generate the code. And then he or she has then review the code to make sure that it's actually the correct one, right? And actually that's what he wants before actually using it. That's an example, right? So it's not going to get rid of developers' jobs, I think. But it will probably mean that developers will be, you know, 10x in the sense that the productivity goes up, right? You can write a lot more code in much shorter time, but you still need to know what you want essentially.
You mentioned a little earlier that this technology, that ChatGPT, the technology behind ChatGPT is still in its infancy. Give us a sense, Sean, how you think it might progress, how it might grow. What would you say is some of the coolest things that you've seen ChatGPT do at this stage, and what might it be able to do in the future?
Okay, I've not surveyed enough of the world to know what everyone is doing in ChatGPT, right? But there are a few examples that I'd like to pick, right? That I've read about, and I think I'm not sure if it's a reflection of how good ChatGPT is, or rather how useless some of these jobs are. But for example, ChatGPT has been cited in some news articles as being able to pass, like, you know, like law exams.
Right.
For example, like I said, again, I'm not quite sure if that means that ChatGPT is smart, or that does that just mean that, you know, law exams are just really easy to pass. No, okay, I mean, not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to make friends with all the lawyers out there. I have a law degree as well. All right, but it is one of those interesting things that I think that it will force us to, like, for example, change the way exams are done, because you can't just do, like, you know, simple rote learning, that's for sure. And because if your job only requires you to have like ability to regurgitate stuff, then that's definitely basically going to be taken over by AI, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Right, but even for jobs that for example that need a like I said earlier, the nature of the job will change. So you got to upgrade yourself, basically. That's just for law, for example, right?
Yeah. So what do you think are the potential pitfalls of AI chatbots like ChatGPT? I'm wondering whether we should be thinking about the ethics of it now. I mean, I know a lot of people have been thinking about the ethics of AI, but for something that is mass adopted, how should we be thinking about the potential pitfalls, things that scare you, Sean? What scares you the most about this technology?
Okay, I'm not so afraid of the technology itself. I think that the technology is benign. Technology, like everything else, is you know, a double-edged sword. It depends on how we use it. What I think I'm very afraid of is that people trust ChatGPT and bots like that. Because of the nature of ChatGPT, it's able to produce text that sounds very authoritative. It sounds authoritative. Sounds like it knows what it's doing. But the actual fact is it does not even understand the text that it's producing. Right? That's just the fact of the matter. So, and I have personally encountered several examples of this myself when playing around with it, where I asked it questions, and it will come back with an answer that sounds really logical and sensible, except that everything that he said was 100% factually wrong. So there is that danger there. So I think that I would think that is the biggest concern I have, that people trust it. People start going to it, for example, for medical advice, asking it for a diagnosis of a disease or something, and it spits out a very authoritative answer with, you know, even with references, for example, quoting other places and things like that. Mm. Or potentially policymakers relying on it to come up with policy ideas as well. And yeah, so stuff like that would be something that I'm afraid of, as in people abusing it or using it in a way that it's not meant to be used.
Do you think that this the AI language text model might take off in a big way, Sean?
That I feel yes, definitely. Simply because for a couple of reasons. Number one, for a lot of industries, it's going to be a big productivity booster, mm-hmm. because we can cut out a lot of the grunt, the so-called the grunt work, right? And in some other industries, it's going to be useful in cost cutting, because we no longer need to hire as many people in that area, for example.
Okay. Sean, thank you so much for helping us understand this very tech-heavy topic. Appreciate your time. We're going to take a very quick break here. That was my conversation with professional engineer Sean Tan. We'll be right back with more on this topic, the impact of ChatGPT on education. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to Consider This. We'll be right back. Hi, welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. Let's continue our conversation about ChatGPT, the new AI chatbot that can write human-like copy and even complete essays and articles. Will it be a game changer in education? Will it prove a boon or a bane for those in the education sector? Joining me on the show now is Professor Matthew Sansom. He's the Pro Vice Chancellor for Education of Sunway University. Professor Sansom, thank you for being on the show today. Now, I think it's safe to say that schools and colleges and universities around the world are approaching ChatGPT with a degree of apprehension. I'm looking at some of the schools around the New York City Education Department, I think that's the biggest school district in the US, they've opted to block it for students until they say they can fully assess this technology for appropriateness. I know colleges and universities in Australia are also looking at ChatGPT or blocking the use for students. What is your view, Professor Sansom, on ChatGPT? How might it disrupt education, in your opinion? And are educators like yourself concerned about this new technology?
Yeah, well, thanks very much for having me on the show. I think what you need to do really when thinking about ChatGPT is think about the broader context of technology in education and also the way education has been affected by technology over the last 20 or 30 years. So really, education is a stage of significant disruption. We're in that stage and have been for at least a decade, if not longer. And my view really of ChatGPT is it's a continuation of that process. And much like the internet changed how we do things and how we think about knowledge and assessment, and brought a new tool to students to do their work, AI tools follow that same transition and that change. And okay. and longer term, AI tools are just going to be viewed as another tool that everybody uses in society, and that will include how education happens. So I'm of the view that it's part of a ongoing process of transition and change.
Okay, so it's a tool, and it depends on how we use that tool, either for good or for bad. But what are the ethical considerations? You know, if you would think about the implications of using ChatGPT in schools or in an education setting, are there implications? Is it considered cheating to use ChatGPT?
Well, I go back to what I said. You know, it's just another tool. I mean, the internet and the kind of access to information that the internet brought into our lives was radically different to having to go to a library physically, have the ideas, do the research, read the, you know, get the right book, do the reading, paraphrase, understand, assimilate. Immediately, the internet completely transformed that whole process. It gave us, you know, I mean, I can remember preparing a lecture used to take me many, many hours. You know, if I was teaching a new module, that whole semester of teaching that module was preoccupied with preparing materials. Mm-hmm. Now I can, you know, even if I don't know a subject especially well, within 3 or 4 hours, I can put together a credible session of learning. And AI is going to accelerate that kind of process again. So, you know, I think we just have to, the kind of ethics aside, those details, I mean, I can comment a little bit on that. But I think if we keep that in mind, we'll realize that as we go through this process, I think it's going to happen quite quickly, but we will just view these as tools and tech, you know, ways of doing work.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that. I remember the days of having to go to the library to complete an assignment, and then the advent of Wikipedia, and that became a cut and paste problem, a copy and paste problem, where you know there'll be plagiarizing in student work. So that became something that the education system had to work around or had to figure out. When we think about this technology, which is set to evolve and become more sophisticated than its current version, what do educators and, you know, universities think about when it comes to staying ahead, trying to take advantage of its benefits, using this as a tool for good and to create better learning outcomes rather than focusing on its misuse?
Well, my thoughts on that, and I should say as a university, we're at a stage now where we're being pushed to really accelerate our thinking around it. So we collectively here have given it some thought. I've got kind of four areas really where I think what universities need to do. And these are not just my ideas. There's the whole discussion has completely blown up within education on LinkedIn, and you know there's a huge amount of discussion. And there are some really great educators out there who already have strong connections to AI in education, who are really now coming to the fore. So that said, these are not—I haven't kind of created these ideas. These are coming from the community. But the first thing is to say that we have to really explore and experiment with ChatGPT and AI tools to understand them. We've really got to understand their possibilities, their limits. Some of the issues you raised, which I kind of skirted around answering around the ethics and, you know, is it cheating or not cheating? In order to answer those questions, we really have to understand quite deeply these tools. And of course, you know, it doesn't take much digging to realize that ChatGPT is just a kind of parrot. There's no intelligence behind it. It's just mimicking patterns in language to come up with something that's sensible. So, you know, that immediately is a red flag. You have to think very carefully about what you get back. But I think educators have to really explore and experiment, have a go, start engaging. Secondly, we need to afford ourselves the time it takes to actually engage and to become familiar so that we get over the kind of fear factor, fear of the unknown, and then start to think how can we usefully use these educationally, and what kind of pedagogies need developing, and what kinds of best practice are out there. Thirdly, is to really revisit our understanding of what counts as learning, because this is going to change the parameters. And it's, as I said, it's part of a continuum. Mm-hmm. But really AI informed approaches to teaching and learning are needed, and we have to think those through and develop them. And then lastly, linked to that really is that universities have got to develop strategies, because this is going to be a changing phase that we're going to go through. The technologies are going to evolve, and also policies and guidelines. And interestingly, those guidelines need to be specific to different disciplines, because you think ChatGPT, it's text, it's writing essays, but it's much more than that. You can code through it. You can do mathematical equations through it. And then, of course, there are all the other generative AI tools that do all sorts of other things in particularly my area, the creative arts. There's a huge range of AI tools for making work, video, audio, illustrations. In corporate and comms, you can produce very nice teaching videos with a bit of text. It's completely changing the landscape. So we have to think in relation to our disciplines, what does this mean for us in terms of how we teach and prepare our students for the workplace, because AI is going to affect our world. So we have to, our graduates need to be ready for that. And it's no good denying it,
Yeah. Well, it's true that you said it's part of a continuum. So it's all kind of part of, a broader trend and development in not just AI, but also in ed tech. And I think we often forget that how new ChatGPT is. It was only launched in November, so it's only been a few months, but yet the take up has been so viral that it's everyone's talking about it now and using it. How far along are you in the education sector with these types of conversations? It feels to me that there needs to be some rapid progress on it, given how quickly the take-up of ChatGPT has been, that educators and education systems need to evolve as rapidly as the AI tech.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting point. And of course, these technologies aren't it's not like they invented it yesterday and suddenly made it available. It's all OpenAI are all to blame, because they decided to release it to the wild. And that suddenly has created an avalanche, and now everyone is very much aware of what's happening. So, and also, of course, that rapidity, that kind of rapid mobilization of a new technology. I mean, it's like a reverberation of the pandemic, which, the pandemic forced upon in our education sector this kind of sudden critique of educational technologies and online teaching. So that was one revolution, and now we're going through a second revolution, which is grappling with AI. And you're right. I mean, it reflects the nature of the modern world, is the rapidity and speed at which change is occurring is just unbearable in a way. I should say I'm going to be leaving Sunway shortly as PVC, and actually I'm. And it's very soon, and in a way I'm quite relieved to not have to deal with the energy that's needed behind such a rapid response. And I think your question was alluding to the need for rapid change, and we just had a university teaching and learning committee, and one of the actions is to set up a AI task force, because we recognize that we need to move quickly, because we're already getting within the university, we're already getting these strange kind of plagiarism cases, which we don't quite know how to deal with, because our our policy and procedure doesn't cover it, but it's clearly not conventional academic behavior. And is it or is it not misconduct? We don't know because we don't have the policy yet. So we have to, you're absolutely right in your, what you're suggesting is we have to move super quick. And in some ways we're too late, you know, because we've already got cases. So,
I'm sure it's all part of the thinking through as, you know, we adapt to it. But I want to thank you for sharing some of Sunway's insights into this. It's been good to understand how universities are looking at it. And thank you for your time. That was Professor Matthew Sansom, the Pro Vice Chancellor for Education of Sunway University, wrapping up this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, signing off for the evening. Thank you so much for watching and good night. We'll be right back.